I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA grain and livestock reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 4,065 tons of hay trade. Compared to last week, export and domestic alfalfa stayed in light test. Best demand is for cuber hay. Most interests are sold out, waiting for new crop. Alfalfa on the mid squares on the good quality for export quality sold from 115 to 125 per ton. Orchard grass on the small square bales for the export market, good quality sold at 145 per ton. Timothy grass for the export market mid square bales sold at $140 per ton.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, domestic alfalfa was steady in a light test. Trade was very slow with good demand, as most interests are concentrating on field work. Mid-squares of alfalfa rated good to fair with rain damage sold for $85 per ton. Timothy grass mid-squares rated utility to fair for export sold for $120 per ton. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in a limited test compared to the previous week's prices. In central Oregon, large squares of good alfalfa bales sold for $110 per ton. In eastern Oregon, small squares of Timothy grass rated premium sold for $275 per ton for the retail stable market. In Lake County, large squares of premium alfalfa sold between $160 to $170 per ton. Small squares of supreme alfalfa sold for $185 per ton. In Klamath Basin, large squares of good to premium alfalfa sold for $175 per ton. Harney County had no new sales confirmed. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.